Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. To say I play tennis, it's just juego al tenis. Juego al tenis. I play tennis. And most other sports follow that easy, recognizable pattern. Juego al tenis, I play tennis. Juego al golf, I play golf. Juego al fútbol, I play football. Juego al rugby, I play rugby. Juego al ping pong, I play table tennis or ping pong. Okay, so very, very easy to remember. And I've just gone through that now because it's that kind of vocabulary is going to be useful for us to learn the main points of today's lesson. Okay, so again, how do you say I play tennis? Juego al tenis. Juego al tenis. Okay, if you want to say, I still play tennis, I still play tennis. So I'm 94 and I still play tennis. Or I've got a broken leg and I still play tennis. That still is todavía. Todavía is still. And also, it's aún. So todavía and aún are synonyms. They're synonyms of still. So todavía and aún. So we're wanting to say, I still play tennis. So still is todavía or aún. And they can be used at the beginning or the end of the sentence. If you notice, when we say in English, we say I, and then just before the verb, so in between I and the verb, we put the still. I still play tennis. Well, you'll notice in Spanish, we don't really say yo juego, we just say the juego, I play. So we haven't got an I to put it in between the I and the verb. So it can go at the beginning or the end. Okay, so todavía, todavía, or aún. And just a point of interest, the aún has got an accent on the U. And this is to differentiate it from another aún, which doesn't have an accent, which has a slightly different meaning, well, a very different meaning. And in that case, the aún without an accent is used to say even, as in he's even taller than I am, or even taller than me. He's even taller. Es aún más alto. Es aún más alto. But that's a bit of an aside because we are learning still and yet. And aún without an accent doesn't mean those things. It's something different. It means even. So back to todavía and aún with an accent, meaning still. And they can go at the beginning or at the end. So let's try it. We saw that juego al tenis is I play tennis. How would you say I still play tennis? I still play tennis. What would that be? Todavía juego al tenis. I'm 98 years old and I still play tennis. Todavía juego al tenis. And as I mentioned before, aún, with an accent, is a synonym for todavía. So we could also have said, aún juego al tenis. Aún juego al tenis. O juego al tenis aún. O juego al tenis todavía. So, for example, tengo 80 años y aún juego al tenis. I'm 80 years old and I still play tennis. Okay, how would you say I still play golf? What would that be? I still play golf. Use todavía. Todavía juego al golf. Todavía juego al golf. O juega al golf todavía. How about I still play rugby? And use aún this time. I still play rugby. Aún juego al rugby. Aún juego al rugby. O juego al rugby aún. Juego al rugby aún. I still play rugby. And if you want to say I don't play rugby, I don't play rugby, we just start off with no. So how would you say I don't play rugby? No juego al rugby. No juego al rugby. And how would you say I still don't play rugby? I still don't play rugby. So maybe you've had an injury or a car accident. I still don't play rugby. What would that be? Todavía no juego al rugby. Or aún no juego al rugby. Aún no juego al rugby. Or at the end. No juego al rugby aún. I still don't play rugby. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course available for download from prospanish.co.uk. This takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, if you want to say I've finished, it's he terminado. He terminado. I have he terminado, finished, as in terminated. He terminado, I've finished. How would you say I haven't finished? No he terminado. No he terminado. Now to say I haven't finished yet, I haven't finished yet, we carry on using aún and todavía. And if you think about it, I haven't finished yet, we could actually carry on using still in that sentence. We could change it round and have the same meaning with still. So I haven't finished yet, or I still haven't finished. They have the same meaning. And for that reason, the yet is still translated as todavía and aún. So yet as todavía and aún. So how would you say I haven't finished yet? What would that be? Todavía no he terminado. Todavía no he terminado. Or it could be no he terminado todavía. Or it could be no he terminado aún. So we've got kind of four possibilities there. We could have todavía at the beginning or the end, and we could have aún at the beginning or the end. And so this is for yet. I haven't finished yet, but because it still conveys the same meaning as still, we still have the same kind of translation here. To say played, as in I have played, is jugado, jugado, played, jugado. How would you say I have played or I've played? What would that be? He jugado, he jugado, I've played. How would you say I haven't played? No he jugado, no he jugado, I haven't played. How would you say I haven't played golf yet? I haven't played golf yet. Aún no he jugado al golf. Aún no he jugado al golf. So I haven't played golf yet. Aún no he jugado al golf. O no he jugado al golf aún. Or we can use todavía. And as mentioned before, we could use still in this sentence as well. Still. I still haven't played golf. I haven't played golf yet. So we can use todavía and aún in just the same way as we did with still. Incidentally, a useful little phrase would be to say not yet. Not yet. How would you say that, do you think? Not yet. Aún no. Aún no. Not yet. Or you can say todavía no. Todavía no. So not yet would be said like that. Okay, so let's see what we have so far in the lesson. Obviously, we started off with our sports, juego al fútbol, juego al tenis, etc. And we learned that to say still is either todavía or aún, with an accent. They're synonyms, and they can go at the beginning or the end. Todavía juego al fútbol. I still play football. We learnt the negative. So, I still don't play football, or I still can't play football. Todavía no juego al fútbol. If we wanted to use the can't, it would be todavía no puedo jugar al fútbol. And we learnt that yet is also todavía and aún. Because really, the yet in these negative sentences we've seen is a bit like using still. I haven't seen him yet. I still haven't seen him. So the same meaning. So with yet, we're still using todavía and aún. No he jugado al golf aún. I haven't played golf yet. Maybe you're at an activity camp. Okay, so we saw I have finished is he terminado. If we want to say have you, so I have is he, have you is as, has, as. How would we say have you finished? Have you finished? What would that be? Has terminado? Has terminado? How would we say, have you played? Have you played? Has jugado? Has jugado? Okay, let's add in eaten. Eaten is comido. 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 How would you say, have you eaten? Has comido? Has comido? Have you eaten? Has comido? How about have you eaten yet? Have you eaten yet? How would we say that? Have you eaten yet? Well, previously we saw that yet, we can use todavía and aún. I haven't finished yet. Aún no he terminado. But in the question, have you eaten yet? We cannot use todavía and aún. And if you think about it, we wouldn't be able to substitute the yet here for still. So with have you eaten yet, we wouldn't be able to say have you still eaten. So we wouldn't be able to have that substitution that we saw earlier between yet and still. And that is because in a question, have you eaten yet? Yet has a different meaning from when we saw it earlier in a negative statement, like, well, for example, I haven't eaten yet. In which case we could also say, I still haven't eaten. But in a question, the still can't be substituted, which means that we don't use todavía and aún. We need a different word, which is ya, ya, y-a, ya. So yet, when it's a question, we use ya, and the ya is most commonly used at the beginning of the question. ¿Ya has comido? Have you eaten yet? Have you eaten yet? ¿Ya has comido? How would you say, have you finished yet? Have you finished yet? ¿Ya has terminado? ¿Ya has terminado? And let's say we're, again, at a summer camp where there are lots of different activities to do in a day. And you ask the question, have you played football yet? Have you played football yet? What would that be?
¿Ya has jugado al fútbol? ¿Ya has jugado al fútbol?
How about, have you played tennis yet?
¿Ya has jugado al tenis? ¿Ya has jugado al tenis?
Have you played tennis yet? How about, have you played rugby yet?
¿Ya has jugado al rugby? ¿Ya has jugado al rugby?
Have you played rugby yet? How about somebody's on holiday in Spain and they're asked, have you eaten paella yet? Have you eaten paella yet? What would that be?
¿Ya has comido paella? ¿Ya has comido paella?
Have you eaten paella yet? How about, have you drunk sangria yet? Have you drunk sangria yet? So, comido is eaten, and drunk is bebido. So, you've got comido, bebido. Bebido is drunk. So, how would you say, have you drunk sangria yet? What would that be?
¿Ya has bebido sangria? ¿Ya has bebido sangria?
Have you drunk sangria yet? Okay, so to recap, we began with still, and still is todavía, and aún, todavía and aún. I still play tennis. Todavía juego al tenis, or aún juego al tenis. They can go at the beginning or the end. And we saw that yet, when it's not a question, is also todavía and aún. So I haven't eaten paella yet.
Todavía no he comido paella.
So I haven't eaten paella yet. And we saw that that yet there can also be substituted with still. I still haven't eaten paella, which kind of makes sense as to why we can still use todavía and aún in both cases, in yet and still. But when it comes to a question, have you done it yet? Have you eaten it yet? Have you finished yet? We can't use still instead of that yet. And so we also can't use todavía and aún. We need to use ya. And not exclusively, but generally it comes at the beginning of the sentence. So have you eaten yet?
¿Ya has comido?
Have you eaten paella yet?
¿Ya has comido paella?
And as we're on ya, what do you think this sentence means?
Ya no juego al fútbol. Ya no juego al fútbol.
What do you think that means? It has a different meaning from yet and still.
Ya no juego al fútbol means I don't play football anymore.
I don't play football anymore. Very useful thing to learn. So you just put ya and the negative to say I don't do it anymore. So how would you say I don't play golf anymore?
Ya no juego al golf.
Ya no juego al golf. How about I don't eat paella anymore? I don't eat paella anymore. We have to use, for I eat, it's como, como. So I don't eat paella anymore would be,
ya no como paella.
Ya no como paella. I don't eat paella anymore. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download the full Levels 1-6 course.